An armed man is holding employees hostage at a federal bank in Lebanon's capital. He's demanding his own money and threatening to burn down the bank. Security forces have not entered the building yet. Zainab Khodr has more from Beirut.
It is a tense situation. An armed man is inside that building, the federal bank. He is holding hostages, employees and citizens, an unknown number, I must say. They're believed to be at least six. A short while ago, we saw an elderly man leave the building. The government negotiator is trying to convince him to lay down his arms. In fact, even his brother has been brought in, and we saw his brother try to speak to him through the gates. Now, yes, this man is demanding his own money, because for the past 3 years, Lebanon's commercial banks have imposed informal capital controls, trapping people's savings inside the banks.
An Israeli military court has extended the detention of Islamic Jihad leader Bassam Assadi by at least 6 days. Last week, Israel launched what it called preemptive strikes on Gaza, targeting the Palestinian group following Saadi's arrest. Sierra Leone has imposed a nationwide curfew in response to anti-government protests. Officials say several people have been killed, including security personnel. Protesters are angry about the rising cost of living. They want President Julius Maada Bio to step down. More heavy rain is forecast in northern Sudan, where downpours and flash floods have killed at least six people and injured dozens. At least 3,000 homes were destroyed in River Nile State. The U.S. Secretary of State is in Rwanda. Antony Blinken says he discussed Rwanda's alleged support of rebels in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo with President Paul Kagame. The U.S. Justice Department says it's charged an Iranian man for plotting to kill former National Security Advisor John Bolton. It describes him as a member of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Tehran says the accusations are baseless. Hey guys, Sami Zeidan here, host of Essential Middle East Podcast. Join our latest episode. We'll be talking about Israel's latest attack on Gaza, so don't miss it.